Olivia Culpo here to tell you all about the launch of the new Abercrombie Spring Denim Collection, made the way denim should feel. Their denim has always been a staple in my wardrobe and has a wide range of fits, styles, and washes. Every jean is available in both their classic fit and viral curve love. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
So if you're eating clean, if you're working out, if you're sleeping enough, but you're still exhausted, gaining weight, anxious, feel foggy, this is an episode that you do not want to miss because most people don't realize that you can be doing everything right. But if your hormones and thyroid aren't properly supported, your body is still going to fight with you. Carolyn Zollmeyer is back to talk to us about supplements that she prescribes and suggests to her patients in her practice. She has formulated these supplements in order to do exactly that, support hormones and enhance people's quality of life. And today we're going to go over all of those supplements in detail, why they work, how they work, and why you might be missing them in your body. Carolyn, it's so good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. And just a quick review. I'm Carolyn Zollmeyer, nurse practitioner, and I have a practice in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's Fort Lauderdale right back there. And I provide hormone services, optimizing hormones for men and women. And I have a international following. It's kind of interesting that I have people flying in from all over the country and all over the world for treatment. And I've treated over 25,000 patients, and it's just all I do. And so hormones are my life, and I get very passionate about them, the hormones, thyroid, and then nutritional supplements. The way I fell into the nutritional supplement line was when I first trained in bioidentical hormones. I remember hearing somebody say something about how DIM, diindole methane, this supplement made from cruciferous vegetables, actually helped the hormones work better, last longer, and work safer. And so I dug in and started researching.
DIM?
Yes, DIM. Okay. Yeah, I've got one
and
here.
What is DIM used for?
It can be used for a lot of different things, but for my hormone patients, we use it to help the hormones metabolize safer and help the hormones that we use, the pellet system, last longer and work safer. What the DIM does for women is whenever you bring in estrogen or your testosterone aromatizes into estrogen, it can metabolize down different pathways. And some of the pathways are good and some are not so good. So if you picture like the lotto balls, you know, the six balls up in the air bouncing around, the DIM pushes that ping pong ball right down the 2-hydroxy pathway, which is the safest pathway for your hormones to metabolize, which is very protective for your breasts, your uterus, your ovaries, your cervix, everything. So for women, that's why we do that. For men, what it does is it helps prevent the testosterone from aromatizing into estrogen. And men need some estrogen, but not a lot of estrogen. So this helps keep that in check. And so for men, they take 2 a day, and it helps prevent, since it's not converting into estrogen, if it does, it can cause man boobs, belly fat, feeling sluggish, and just not feeling so good. So we want them to have a little bit of estrogen, but not a lot. And just like I was speaking with a patient today, his estrogen was a little on the high side, not horrible, but a little. I said, are you taking the DIM, you know, 2 a day, you know, twice a day? And he says, oh, no, I'm just taking one. I said, well, that's why your estradiol is elevated. We need to bring that down so you don't get those untoward effects. So that's what I use the DIM for. But many gynecologists are actually using it with their patients that are premenopausal that are having like uncomfortable periods and PMS-y feelings and all that. And so it can really help them feel better.
I can relate to that 100%.
Let's get you a bottle of DIM. Yeah. And the interesting thing is it's totally made from cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, bok choy, cauliflower. So it's totally natural. But it does make that difference with the hormones. And like I had one guy years ago, an older guy came in. I optimized his hormones. They're perfect on the labs. And he says, I don't feel anything. I said, well, you're taking the DIM. Oh, I bought it. I said, but yeah, are you taking it? Oh, no. I said, okay, start taking it twice a day. and then come on in 2 weeks. He came in like Superman. He felt so good. So it does make a difference. And like even my sister-in-law, when we started with her, she didn't think she needed DIM. She calls me, I've got breast tenderness. Well, some of the testosterone was aromatizing into estrogen and causing this breast tenderness and folds. So I'm like, you need DIM. I don't need, yes, you do. So she's been a loyal DIM taker ever since. So that was probably about 15 years ago. So yeah. So that's
Wow.
a very good product. It's not going to hurt you. Almost all of my patients are taking it once in a blue moon, since it is derived from cruciferous vegetables. I may have somebody that has a little bit of a gastric upset, but it usually, if they just back off and then start slowly, like one every couple of days, they can ease into it and their body adjusts to it. But never I've had any untoward effects like that.
So you can have balanced hormones, but if estrogen isn't metabolized correctly, then it's still going to cause problems. So this product helps to move them along or clear them in a
Yes.
sense. Am I getting
Yeah.
that right?
Yeah. You're getting it. Yeah. It just is really complements what we do. And I kind of came into this space organically, meaning when I first started, I do the bioidentical hormone pellets. And when I first started, I was the only one pelleting in Florida. And so I had patients flying in from Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, Naples, and I knew that they would benefit from the DIM. So I had my web chick, who's been a longtime friend of mine, 30, 40 years. I had her put up a simple shopping cart on my website with one bottle of DIM on it. We started selling in California, Texas, Oklahoma, New York. It was just all of a sudden it organically took off. And I didn't do any SEO on it or anything, but for a long time, if you typed in just DIM, only mine would populate. So it was just kind of interesting how it started. And then I found that there were others that really kind of promoted good health and helped our patients feel better. We talked about thyroid in the past, and whenever you take thyroid, I strongly encourage people to take iodine, because iodine, if your thyroid is less than optimal, or if you have Hashimoto's or autoimmune disorder, you don't have enough iodine. And they took it out of our diet years ago, out of our bread and salt. And so most Americans are deficient in iodine, but it doesn't show up on the regular panel, so you don't do anything with it. But what we found is that it really is supportive for not only the thyroid gland, but the breast tissue and other parts throughout the body. And our body needs this essential mineral. So we have iodine plus, and what that does is it really kind of helps support the thyroid, the breast tissue, makes everything work better. And I've even had some patients that didn't want to start on prescription thyroid that'll do just the iodine and say that they do feel better energy and better mood and all that. So it's a really good add-in, but you have to be cautious with it. You don't want to start too quickly, meaning if you start taking iodine every day, you could it's going to displace this chemical that they brought in. They put in the bread and the salt when they took out the iodine, they put in bromine and or bromide. And what happens is the iodine displaces that. So if you start taking it every day, it's going to displace it to the point that you may have like flu-like symptoms and not feel well. So we have a very clear protocol that, we start super, super slow and cautious, because we don't want to have anybody have any untoward effects, where we just take one capsule in the very first week, just one day, one capsule, say on Monday. The second week, you take two, space them out, Monday, Friday. The next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then you get up to 5 days a week, and that's it. You don't need to take it 7 days a week, just 5 days a week. And our bottle has, I think, 180 capsules in it, so it'll last you a good long time. But it's a very good product. All of our products are manufactured here in the United States. They're also available on Amazon if you're a big Amazon shopper. Our low TE brand is on there. But we've been selling these nationwide for over 10 years, and have had good success with it. The next one is most people, even here in sunny South Florida, most people are deficient in vitamin D. And it surprised me so much when I first started doing these panels that like 95% of the people were like even below normal, below the reference range. The range is 30 to 100. I'd have people in their 20s,
How is
even
it
though we're warm.
possible with for someone that lives in a warm climate?
I know, with the sun, the beach, the boat, all that
For
good
me right
stuff.
now, I've got my sunlight on, and because it's winter where I'm at. But
Yeah,
yeah.
what I don't know, we're just not absorbing it the way we should. And then I had this
Right.
one nutraceutical guru I used to follow. He says, well, if you want to get it naturally, you just need to, and he did this at a conference, you need to be outside in the sun for an hour naked and like from 12 to 1. And he says, so I'll see you at the pool. Like trying to get everybody to go.
Oh my
But
gosh,
we
I
have
just had an image of like everyone in the world being naked from 12 to 1 in
getting their vitamin
the
D. Forget the
sun.
conference. We got to get our
Gotta do
vitamin
what you gotta
D.
do.
Yeah. And we have two different levels. We have a 5,000 IU one, and then also a 10,000. And if they're like really low, like in the 20s and low 30s and all that, I'll start them on the 10,000 IUs for a couple months and then step them down to the five. But vitamin D is important because what it does, it helps with your immune system. And they're finding that almost every disease process, one of the correlating factors is a low vitamin D. Like my brother has MS. That's one of those things. With COVID, back during COVID, they found as they were admitting patients into the hospital in the very beginning, every single one of them was low on vitamin D, to the point that they
Wow.
quit testing and just started giving everybody a vitamin D shot when they got to the hospital because they knew they're going to be
Yeah.
low on vitamin D. So it's critical for good health, and but it's a fat soluble vitamin, so you don't want too much and you don't want too little. If you get too much, if you get crazy with it, it could lead to like pancreatitis and other problems. So you want to do your labs like every 6 months on that one just to check in on it and make your adjustments.
So
So
if a
that's
supplement is fat soluble, does that mean that it needs something for better absorption?
well, it actually does absorb better with food or fat. But the vitamin D, we recommend you take it in the morning because you kind of want to mimic nature with sunshine.
Okay.
The fat soluble to me tells me that unlike the B vitamins where you just pee off the extra, if you take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin B12, your urine will be yellow and you'll just pee it off, or a B complex.
Yeah.
With the fat soluble, you don't pee it off. It can accumulate and can stack up, so it can stay in the body. So that's why you kind of have to watch your levels.
Okay. And what
Yeah.
happens when you have too much vitamin D? What could happen?
Too much vitamin, well, that can be a problem. It has to be crazy amounts, but that's where I said that, it can affect your organs, your pancreas, liver, and such. So you don't want to do that. That's why you want to keep tabs on it.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. And so the other one, this one is really interesting. This is free TE, and this is mine. This is my baby. That's my flagship deal. I love my free TE because what happened is when I started correcting hormones, again, I would have people with perfect labs and they'd say, I feel nothing. And I was like, oh my gosh, they paid all this money, they did the procedure, and they feel nothing. I'm like, what am I going to do? Well,
Yeah.
investigating further, what happens is our liver can produce a protein called the sex hormone binding globulin, and that can attach that to the testosterone molecule. When it does that, you don't feel or get the physical benefits of your testosterone that you have on board. Even if you're not on therapy, if you're just producing a little bit, it's going to help you feel better and get more of the benefit of what you have. And so it's actually derived from a tree root in Malaysia, Tongkat Ali, and it's called Long Jack. And I talked to the woman that was responsible for bringing it into the United States. It's she brought it in and patented it from the country of Malaysia and MIT. And we've got like probably about 20 studies now on the benefits of it. Helps you slim down a little bit, helps the hormones work better. It really helps your testosterone work better. And so I have some people that'll take two a day as a regular supplement, and then you can take up to six a day, and you could take two more before exercise or intimacy, and it kind of frees the testosterone and gives you all those good feelings and the physical benefits for your workout. So I have patients, I have a wholesale website because doctors and clinics are buying our supplements to resell in their offices. And I have patients of mine that are on there buying cases of the free GE because the pricing is better. And they get the benefit and they love the free TE. So that's one of my favorite ones. That's a good one.
There's a misconception that women don't need testosterone, but women
that's
need
a fun
testosterone.
One. We're going to have to do a little talk on that one alone coming up in the future, another podcast just on testosterone for women, because it is critical. And women, we naturally produce testosterone from our ovaries since childbirth. We produce both testosterone and estradiol. And that's the first hormone that kind of leaves the building. And it can really make you feel bad when you lose it. That's where you get a little low energy, your sleep is disruptive, your mood is not good, joint pain comes, you lose your libido. It's like, I've got a great husband, I love him, but I don't want to do anything with him, you know, and then that's a sign to me that you have low testosterone. And so we test it and then we correct it. And then if we hit the numbers and they're still not feeling it, we have to take the free TE. But most people do pretty good with our treatment. But it is nice to have something in your toolbox that you can give the people that need a little bit extra. And then I didn't go into our probiotic yet. This is another one of my favorites. I love all my supplements. But the probiotics get me excited because they're very special. What they have different than most of the probiotics out there at the CVS, Walgreens, and the big stores is that it has a patented capsule that opens in the beginning of the small intestine. The reason we're taking probiotics is to help rebuild and reproduce the inside lining of the intestine. And that's important because that's where we absorb all our good nutrients from our clean diet, our supplements, and our hormones are processed there. Our immune system, like over 70%, is based in your intestines. So you need that healthy. Autoimmune disorders are based in the intestines. It's just crazy good. And it helps with, like, if you have GERD or digestive issues, can help you make you more regular. So the probiotic, it has a patented capsule and it has the three most studied microbiota in it. I remember when probiotics first came out, I wasn't sold. I wasn't believing in them. I didn't, oh, this is stupid, leaky gut. Yeah, right. I grew up in surgery. I didn't see any guts leaking unless we nicked it, you know? So, and then finally,
yeah,
after
an
I studied,
term.
studied, I'm one of those that has to see it. And I saw a cross section, a cut of the intestine of a person that didn't have the benefits of a probiotic and somebody that did. The one that didn't have the benefit of the probiotic, the inside lining that should look like a real tight golf course turf grass, you know, really tight, nice, even like that. It looked like the grass had a fungus. There were patches missing. It was bad. And so then you could see that, okay, the protective layer is gone. So the semipermeable membrane of the intestine, of course it's leaking out. And that's where the colds and flus and all the distress comes from. So then they showed a slide of the one that had the benefit of the probiotic, and it did. It was all tight and perfect, nice little coating inside of these little microvilli. So that's why I like our low TE probiotic. I take it twice a day. And if I miss it, I notice I get like kind of like irpy and just not feeling as good as I did when I did take it. So that's in my pill box. That's for sure. I really love my probiotic.
So if your microbiome is off, then you're not going to absorb all the nutrients properly. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes. And your hormones aren't going to work well. Your immune system's going to be off. You may be sicker than the average bear, you know, so it's really a good self-preservation, you know, just to help you feel your best and live your best life is to have a good intestine, you know, because
and tell
when
us again, I'm just curious about yours, because yours opens in the small intestine, not the stomach. Why is
right.
that significant?
Because if you take one, say from Walgreens or Whole Foods or whatever, and it goes into your stomach and opens up in your stomach, your stomach acids can kill all those billions and billions of microbiota before they have a chance to get to your intestines to do their work. So this reacts
no
to it. Right, exactly. You're wasting your money. You know, and everybody used to say, oh, I've taken this many millions and billions. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter unless it gets to where it needs to do its job. then opens, and there you go. So it's a patented capsule. We really like our probiotic. And the reason I brought it in is I was getting it from somewhere else and they were discontinuing it. I'm like, no, I need my probiotics. And then I thought, well, I guess everybody else can take it too. And so everybody else likes it as well. There's also this other thing called the methylation. You've heard about the MFTHR gene, or it's a genetic SNP and I think over 50% of people have it, meaning that they don't really absorb their B vitamins properly. They have to be methylated for you to absorb them. And so that's what we have with our methyl factors. And I call it the energy vitamin. I take one in the morning and then another one after lunch just for a little boost. And it really does make a nice difference. And you also know that you're giving your body a nice combination of B vitamins that it can actually use, that you're not just peeing it all off, you know, with a yellow pee. So that's what I do.
What does methylation mean? Like when something is methylated, what makes it different?
It's the way it's processed. It's the way it's processed and making it smaller and smaller so your body could actually, you know, absorb it. So that's a good one. Yeah. And then one of our others, we do a lot of weight loss at our practice. And a lot of people don't want to necessarily do a program, take a needle or take a pill or whatever. And they just want to do it like a natural weight loss. And we have this product. I brought it in. It's called Citrus Slim. And it's got some of the free TE product in it, some of the long jack in it. But it also has an orange from Italy that is just really works with the hunger, helps you slim down, helps with the bloat. A lot of people are really enjoying their Citrus Slim. So it's a nice add-on to what you're doing. If you're trying to knock off a few pounds or several pounds, it's a nice add-on, and it's totally natural and safe. The other thing is when people come in for their hormones, the number one, I always thought it would be a sex question when they came in, like, why are you here? You know, like, oh, low libido or whatever. But the number one reason people come in to get their hormones done, it corrected, is because of fatigue, just feeling tired. And And so that's one of the things, that testosterone, when it tanks for both men and women, that's the big thing. You know, they're falling asleep in the chair. They don't want to do anything. They just don't feel well. And so the testosterone does help many people with their sleep. I notice when mine starts to wear off that I have more of a disrupted sleep. You know, the pellets I use last for about 3 to 5 months, but that'll be one thing when I'm coming due for my next pellets, is to my sleep will become disrupted. So what I did is I came up with this natural sleep deep, and it's all totally natural, made from flowers and all this. And what that does, we have people take that during their first 6 weeks of treatment so that they can start getting a better sleep and get on a better schedule of sleep. So when the hormones are totally kicking in, that they're going to have a nice, delicious sleep, because that's what a lot of people are searching for.
Yeah, I mean, sleep is the most important way we can biohack our bodies, right? Like, it is the most important time our body, like, repairs itself. And if you're not sleeping well, that's the baseline. That's foundational.
Yeah, I've really dove into sleep lately because I just wanted to understand it. And there's this really neat app that I got on my phone. I think it's called Shut Eye, S-H-U-T-E-Y-E. And it actually, along with my Apple Watch and my Apple phone, it records me sleeping. And it records me if I snore. And then if I have sleep,
I saw a commercial for an advertisement, and it showed someone farting, and it was like recorded on your app.
It's hysterical because I didn't think I snored. I do snore, and it's pretty loud. So for entertainment, I record and play it for others and just have a good giggle. But what it does is it gives you a deeper dive into your sleep. Like, are you getting deep sleep? Are you getting enough deep sleep? You know, how is your REM sleep, the reparative, you know, section? You know, how much total sleep are you getting? You know, and one of the things I've learned is, you know, with sleep is to try to keep a regular schedule. Don't go to bed too early. Don't go to bed too late. Pick a time. Mine used to be earlier. It used to be 8:30, but now I've moved it to 9:30 and I get up at 5:30. And so I've got that window there where my body can sleep, and that's it. And my quality of sleep has improved since I did that. And I actually feel better and more energetic. So sleep is a very interesting and complex thing that very few physicians will talk to you about. You know, they just don't get it. But there's a lot of these things they don't talk about either. You
Well,
know,
one of the
so.
things that I hear a lot of people talking about, especially women that I speak to, is their frustration with feeling super hungry at night, but like they have zero appetite during the day. And then it comes to evening time and all of a sudden they're binging, they feel
They're
starving.
ravenous. That's where the
Yeah. And
citrus
then
limb could
they
help. It helps with the cravings. It helps with the
okay.
cravings. Another thing is a lot of women complain about bloat, like feeling bloated and like, oh, my stomach used to be flat. You know, now I have this little bloaty thing. And we came up with this one. It's called 14-day detox. And it's very simple to do. And a lot of people say that just slims them down, and they'll do it like once every couple months, and that takes away the bloat and helps with their digestion, helps them kind of reset, cleans the liver, the whole bit. So that's a good one. But when I see that I need to, how do I recommend the supplements? What, you know, what triggers do I see on
You
the
just
labs?
read my mind, Carolyn. I was just going to ask you, how do you know what somebody needs? Like, there's so many
Yeah.
things.
Well, number one, if they're getting hormone replacement, DIM is a solid. You have to have the DIM. Then you check your vitamin D. If they need that, we do either the 5 or the 10, depending on their levels. Probiotics for everybody, just to have good gut health and absorption and have a good response with their hormones and supplements and nutrition. You know, because people are like, I eat clean. Well, if you're not absorbing it, it doesn't matter. You could be at McDonald's, you know. So you need to have, you know, a good healthy gut there. And the methyl factors, what I test is the vitamin B12. And if that's not optimal, I like to see it over 1,000. And if it's not optimal, I'll recommend the methyl factors, because most of the people with a low vitamin B12 are saying that they feel tired all the time. And so that can be a nice correction for that.
I have
The
a question
14
about
day.
the B12, because a lot of supplements I find that are like all encompassing. So I'm talking about stuff like your super greens, like AG1 and all of the supplements that have a lot of different products in them. What I'm seeing is an incredibly high content of B12, like 10,000% of your daily value. If you start stacking things like this, is having too much B12 a problem? And can it
It's
cause
not
harm to the body?
good. Yeah, it's not good. I'm not sure of the long-term effects, but I've been told that you don't want to run, you know, like a 2500 day after day after day. So when I see somebody that is taking, you know, a multivitamin or one of those products that has the high B12 and their B12 is off the charts, I'll say just do it every other day. You know, a little is good, but you know, you don't want too much. And that usually works. But with the B12, also shots are good. You know, it either has to go in a shot or sublingual, or in a combination of the methylated B vitamins. You're not gonna, if you take a pill from Walgreens that says B12 on it, you're not gonna absorb it in your stomach. So
Right.
no more
Yeah, so
Walgreens.
quality matters. So for someone who's stacking their supplements and it's got a high concentration of B12, then they should look into that.
Absolutely. And just a simple blood test. I mean, it's an inexpensive, quick blood test. You know, on my original panel, when people come in to me, I do a CBC, which is a red blood cells and white blood cells, make sure they're not anemic, have a leukemia or anything like that. Check their sugar, kidney, heart, liver enzymes, their thyroid 4 different ways. And I look at the free T3 most for my adjusting of the medication. And then vitamin D is in dog, and then also the B12. And many times, almost always, I have to do some correction with the D and the B12. So the vitamin testing is very important, because you may think, oh yeah, I've been taking D forever, and then I'll get the results and it'll be like in the 20s. And I'm like, well, whatever you're taking, give it to somebody you don't like, because it's not doing you any favors at all. Get rid of it. And then I get them booked up online, then we retest and we keep them going. Yeah.
So yeah, quality really makes a big difference.
Yeah. And what was interesting, when I started getting into this, I thought, I felt a little odd that, you know, I hate when I go like to a spa and I get a massage and they decide all these products, or a facial, they decide all these products I need to take, and I end up with this bag and I come out and I feel like I got sold. You know, like, well, was I a sucker? Did I just fall for all this? I used to do that at the Bliss Spa. But anyway, what I
I'm
do
a
is in
sucker for
my
that too. I go get my hair done, and suddenly I've got this new shampoo, conditioner, and leave-in
Oh
conditioner. I'm
yeah,
like,
a couple
I don't
hundred
know where
dollars
to find
later.
this stuff.
It's got to be good. But what I did is I have a friend of mine, Dr. Derek DeSilva, is a nutritional guru in my world. You know, he's basically taught me almost all that I know. I have him come down once a year, whatever, and we do an interview. I have a film crew come in and we do a review and go over each supplements. And he goes a little bit deeper into, you know, what they're actually doing and how they do it. And I have that playing on my big TV in the waiting room. So patients are watching that and they'll come out. And, you know, when I see them, they're like, oh my gosh, I haven't been taking omega-3s. You know, I need to take omega-3s, you know, just from the little bit they learned from that little minute. Well, I
Right.
have that website where we go into the deeper dive on our website, which is low, LOW, T as in Tom, E as in Florida. No, E as in Edward, Florida spelled out dot com. So low T-E Florida.com. And it's on the shopping page, the whole video. So if somebody's bored and wants to hear this croaky voice and Dr. DeSilva explain hormone or supplements, it's there for you to watch. Because I wanted to explain to the patients, you know, that why we're doing it, how they tie into what we're doing and trying to get you feel better, to feel better.
You know, and what's interesting to me is there's all these one-stop shops now that are being sold. Like I talked about, like all of these vitamins and minerals included in one drink that you take one time a day. And I started questioning that because I wanted, like, how can you know the exact quality and quantity that each person needs? How can there be one diet,
Right.
like one version for everybody in the world?
Yeah.
Like, that
Without
doesn't
the
make sense.
testing, yeah, without the testing, you know, you really can't, you know, oh, you're shooting from the hip. Yeah, you may feel better, but you may be getting too much of something. What if they're giving you too much D? You know, it's
Yeah.
a little scary.
Yeah. So you to be able to take each one separately, then you can kind of modify how much you need based on the
Yeah.
testing that you're providing your clients so
Yeah.
that
And
you know exactly what the body is asking for.
yeah, and I go through what I call supplement fatigue, and I know a lot of my patients do, and we talk about it, where you just get tired of taking all these capsules. But what I do is once a month, I've got those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, AM, PM things, got four of them. Sit down once a month, load them all up, and then I keep it by my toothbrush, and morning and night, you take your pills and you're good. You know, so it
Right.
doesn't have to be a big deal, you know, opening every bottle, you know, every day, you know, twice a day or anything like that. So you just set up a little
Right.
shop and get it organized.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've created some amazing products. I mean, you're listed as the number one hormone therapy clinic in Florida, number two in the United States, which is amazing. It sounds like you're helping so many people. Do you have anything else you want to add about these
Yeah.
supplements? I think one
Yeah.
question I have is, do you have to take these forever? Like, are these things that once you start, you'll need to continue taking, or does your body adjust? Like,
Well,
how does that work?
most people stay on them. You know, some people go off for a little bit, then come back on. But you know, I strongly, every time I treat a patient, I do ask them, are you taking your DIM? Are you taking your vitamin D? You know, because those two are critical, you know, for the D for your bones, your teeth, your mood, prevention of certain cancers, and prevention of a bunch of different diseases. I mean, even I think they're correlating it with breast cancer. So it's like, come on, let's take it, you know, and check it. Keep checking it. You can't just, you know, shoot from the hip on that one. But what I like about our supplements is I send them out from to an independent lab once a year, do annual testing, so I know exactly what is in each capsule. I had a situation where I did that with a supplement from a big corporation that I'm sure you know the name, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get sued. But I tested it and it was absolutely inert. There was nothing in it. And it was supposed to be vitamin D.
Wow, that
So
makes me mad.
you,
That actually makes me mad.
Especially the price. If you saw the price on it, it's probably like $60 a bottle. Ours are very well
Wow.
priced. Yeah, because we sell throughout the country. Like I told you, we continue. We have sales coming in all the time from all over the country. And I want to know what I'm selling is good. It's the right stuff. And, you know, we go through so much, we're in constant turnover. So we're not keeping supplements on the shelf for three years in the heat or anything like that. We have a nice air conditioned warehouse and a packing area. And then also Amazon does their shipments as well. And they turn it over very quickly. But like I said, you can get it on Amazon, Low TE Florida Supplements, or on lowteflorida.com.
Beautiful. And so where would you suggest that someone starts? So we've heard about a lot of different supplements. Where would you suggest that someone starts?
Well, I think start by watching the video and get knowledgeable.
Okay.
Get your knowledge and what is interesting to you. Is fatigue your big thing? Maybe you just want to start with the methyl factors and see if adding one in the morning and one in the afternoon might give you that little boost that you're needing. You know, test your D, see if you need that. Even if you're not on hormones, a DIM isn't going to hurt you. It's only going to help you. And then, of course, if you want to supersize things, the free TE is always good. You know, we have people that just rave on that. That's a, you know, some guys I treat, their pellets last like 5 to 7 months. I ran into a guy, I didn't even know him, in a hotel bar in Dallas. And he said, "I love your free TE." He says, "You're the free TE lady." He says, "I take that when my pellets are starting to come down and I can't quite get in yet for my pellet." He says, "That's when I really kick up the free TE and it makes all the difference." So.
Wow. Wow. A question about when to start and what is normal. And I know a lot of women around my age, I'm in my early 40s, and women talk about their cycle and about how, you know, 1 week they feel anxious and just off. Like, is that a normal way of feeling, or is that something that can be corrected by doing this hormone therapy and taking some of these supplements?
It's normal, but not optimal. You know, we want you to feel your best, whatever age you are. You know, I have some women that are in their like late 20s, early 30s that I treat because childbirth can tank the testosterone. But until you test it, you don't know where you are. And then if we just add in some, it doesn't have to be a whole lot. I don't want you to grow a penis or a beard or be humping a chair, you know, so I'm very conservative. Yeah, well, there's that. We could make that happen. So I'm very conservative with my dosing, you know, because I don't want anybody to have any untoward effects. You know, people will say, "Oh, I tried pellets, they didn't work." Or, you know, "I heard that this girl grew hair on her face," or whatever. I'm like, no, we do baby steps. You know, I don't want to give you, you know, boom, and have you not feeling well. So, you know, we keep testing and checking the labs and checking on their symptoms, which is most important because the labs are guidance, but they're not the end all. Like, so I can give the woman the same height and weight, two of them, the same hormone, and their labs can come back totally different, you know, so that's how we have to personalize it. We have to bring it on in and check with them what symptoms have been relieved. If their symptoms have been relieved and they're at a lower number and they feel great, that's fine. We'll keep them with that. But if they're, you know, lower and they don't feel well, then we need to add some more in, and we do that for no charge. So,
how often should someone be getting their labs done once they start a supplement or hormone therapy in order to check in to see where things are at?
I don't go crazy with it because I know it's expensive. But what I do is we do the initial labs, you know, with all those that I listed off earlier. Then after we initiate treatment, 4 weeks for men and 6 weeks for women, we do just the hormone panel and the thyroid to see, you know, if we're correcting the thyroid, make sure that our dosing is spot on. Then we know where, if we're in the neighborhood, then we can tweak it up and down with how they feel. You know, it's good to do just like a lot of people want to test before they get their next pellet. Okay, you can test, but is that really going to change things? If you feel like crap, you need your pellet, you know? And so it's like, okay, we test your labs and you're just at 150. So we're not going to do the pellet. So you can be miserable for another couple of weeks. You know, it's really most important how you feel. And what I notice when my hormones are wearing down is my sleep is disruptive. My mood comes down. I get a little snappy. I say things I shouldn't say. And no, I'm wrong, but I'll never apologize for it. I'll kick out my husband and his dog, and then I know that I need a pellet. because there's nothing wrong with either one of them. So, you know, that's how I know I need a pellet. I don't need a lab to do that. But the doses that I'm giving are not dangerous. It's not like we have to watch it to see if we got into a danger zone or, you know, anything bad is going to happen. So I'm comfortable with just doing annual labs, you know, but when you're testing the hormones, you want to test them 6 weeks after, for women, 6 weeks after your pellet. And that gives us our best read on the dosing, if that's what we're trying to focus in on.
Yeah. So what you're saying is your labs can read one way, but if your body is feeling another way, then support the way that you're feeling and don't listen to what the labs are saying. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why
and the other
happen,
thing,
though? Like, why is it your labs can show that everything is great, but you still feel crappy?
Well, your liver could be producing that sex hormone binding globulin. Then you need the free TE to break it up, to get you those good feelings. You know, there's, and then it depends on your receptor sites in your cells on your body. You know, there's a lot that goes into it as to the metabolizing of the hormones, and the way you're getting the hormones. If you're getting them, you know, through a pill or a patch or a shot. Or a pellet, you know, it just depends on the delivery system can affect that. But again, most important is the how they're feeling. You know, because I feel good with my total testosterone around 300. Some women feel better at 150. So I can't say 150 or 300 is the number. You know, I just say clinically, I know for women, their total testosterone, if I can get them over 150, they're feeling good and they're not going to have any bad things happen. But the interesting thing is the traditional medicine still hasn't caught on, even though the FDA took off the black box warnings off testosterone and estradiol, you know, they still haven't caught up. And so they're like, oh, your testosterone is way too high. You know, oh yeah, no, you need to tell her to take that pellet out. You know, one doctor told my brother, he was running pretty high. He's been on I've been pelleting him for like 15 years and his testosterone was
pelleting.
He got his primary. He's like, oh, you need to go to, I've scheduled you for surgery to remove those pellets. He's like, no, those pellets are staying right there. He says, I'm feeling super manly and there's no harm in it. I've done my research. It's all good. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, I didn't bring it out here. My book, I have a free book on hormones on my website. It's called Are You Hormone Curious? And I just wrote it. It came out maybe 6 months ago. And I go into the deep dive on the hormones and the science, and then also the supplements. I go into that as well. So if somebody wants to learn more, if you go on my website, there's a little place at the bottom of the home screen where you can put that, send me a book. And we'll send you a book for no charge.
Oh, amazing. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people need to stop guessing and they need to get educated. So supporting the system and not just the symptoms, right? Like we need to understand why we're taking what we're taking, not just because it's a fad. Because that's what I'm noticing is there's supplements. I go on social media and that's all. It's like these miracle supplements that you take one thing and it's going to change your life.
Yes. You're going to be skinny and active and playing tennis. It's all great.
Yeah. A tablespoon of this chocolate sauce is going to change your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there something about what is it? Some pink salt and there's all these things and you fall into it on social media. And before you know it, you've lost like 10 minutes out of your life watching this bullshit thing with fake actors on it, you know, and it's just like, oh, give me a
not
break.
Only that, but it gets you sometimes because if you're feeling vulnerable one day and you see something,
oh,
you're
yeah.
like, okay, I'm gonna try it, and then you end up with like a cabinet full of all these shitty supplements that don't work and you're never gonna use, and your bank account is like screaming at you.
Yep. And you're on auto ship and you're gonna get more and more and more.
Yeah, because you forgot to turn it off. Exactly.
Yep.
Oh my god, isn't that the truth? That's the way our world is working right now.
Yeah, well, it's not nice easy being us.
No, and it's nice to have the science and like the support that is backing that up, and that you've researched all of this stuff and you created them yourself, so you know exactly what you're giving people and you're seeing the results, so they sound pretty powerful.
Yep, it's all good. It's all gravy, baby.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here and for talking about all of this. People need to know that they don't have to feel like crap. You know, like I said, too many people are like, well, that's just life. You know, I can't feel that great all the time, but you can.
Yeah. Yeah. No, what I figure is we don't know what we have left. It could be a day we could get hit by a car out here, or it could be 50 years, but whatever's left, I want it to be fabulous, not just so-so. So I'm going to throw everything I can at it to get the best bang out of my life, whatever I've got left.
Thank you so much. And the last question I have for me for you is, do you serve people from all over the world, or are you just American based?
It's interesting. My practice has become an international center of excellence because I have patients flying in. I have one that flies in from Nigeria every 3 months, two from Scotland, one from Romania. I had one the other day from Spain that flew in just for her pellet. And then all throughout the country, I had one woman that flew in from Atlanta the other day. The other day, yesterday, I had one from St. Louis. They come from all over. And I tell them, you know, listen, there's providers closer to you. And they're like, well, it's not you. And I'm like, okay, I have treated over 25,000 patients. So I've got a little bit of history. I've been busy.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so awesome. It sounds like whatever you're doing it right. And so then anyone can order these supplements from anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have my office is very savvy if they need to figure out the shipping or whatever. If we had somebody that wanted the book that was in Spain, they helped them out with that. Maybe that's the girl that came in from Spain. So, yeah. So we'll figure it out. And then Amazon is always there.
Amazing. I love Amazon shopping. It's so quick and easy too.
I know. A little too quick. A little too easy.
I know. I always did I actually buy that? I thought I just clicked it once. Usually they make you click it twice. thank
nice
you so much
you.
For being here. Yeah, it was so nice to see you, and what a powerful conversation. I'm the same way. I want to see people thrive, and it sounds like you're doing just that. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
My pleasure.
Yeah, and
Talk
we'll see you soon for the next one.
Okay. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. And to anyone out there who is guessing and trying new supplements all the time and not looking into what they actually need, stop guessing, get educated, support your system, not the symptoms. We will have all of the links in the show notes for you so you can access Carolyn's website and to find out more information, excuse me, on what to do
you need
and
probiotic.
How to give your body what it needs. Sorry?
You need probiotic. It helps with the herpes.
Exactly. I know I'm going to be doing my research. Until
there
next time, take care, everybody.
Bye.